The Florida Tax Watch Center for Smart Justice was created to find ways of reducing the prison population while keeping the public safe. Center Director Deborah Brodsky says most of the people admitted to Florida prisons last year were there for nonviolent offenses.
In terms of a state taxpayer investment, we would much rather see our taxpayers' dollars going to things like education and health care, treating vulnerable populations. And if we're going to be investing in corrections, we want to, you know, really concentrate on that part of the mission, which is to rehabilitate.
Brodsky says one area of concern that must be addressed is the racial disparity behind bars.
One out of 42 and a half black Floridians is currently housed in our state prisons. The white comparison, which is striking, is one out of every 250.
There has been some success in justice reform. The report found lower crime rates, a decline in the state prison population, and fewer ex-cons returning to the system. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.